We really need to eliminate freedom of speech from the entire world, because freedom of speech hurts people's feelings. You know what it's like? You say something to someone, it hurts their feelings. I feel that now we're into the 20th century, 21st century, we're becoming more of a compassionate world. As the consciousness of the world evolves, humanity is becoming more compassionate. So if you don't want to hurt people's feelings, what we really need to do is just eliminate freedom of speech. For instance, if you address someone with a pronoun, say like sir or ma'am, you know, what if they're transsexual? It could hurt their feelings. It could offend them. So if you don't have the proper pronoun, well, then already you're violating people. You're harming the feelings. So if we can really control people's speech and really narrow the boundaries of speech, then we can make sure that people's feelings are not hurt. So if everyone's properly educated, you know, go through the educational system. Hey, you should laugh. You make me laugh. I'll cut this out. Okay, stop laughing. Okay. I think my father dying. That's what stops people laughing. I think my father dying. Okay. So if you have an educational system where people properly go through elementary school, high school, university program with a narrowly defined range of speech, that way they're properly trained not to hurt people's feelings. I mean, we've had like since like 1200 AD, we had the Magna Carta. In the 1600s, we had the parliamentary system. We had habeas corpus. I mean, all these things helped us devolve or develop to a point. You know, because people were lacked compassion, you know, there was lots of confusion and violence, unfairness in the world. But now we're in the 20th century, it's more modern. We're more evolved, compassionate society. We no longer need the Magna Carta, habeas corpus, any of that. All we have to do is trust the government. If you just trust the government and really narrow your freedom of speech, the benefits will stop hurting people's feelings. So benefits are, we'll stop hurting people's feelings, and with the elimination of habeas corpus, we can make sure we control people. with the elimination of habeas corpus, we'll be able to control people to the point where everybody will be more polite, and we won't be hurting people's feelings. So please give this some thought. I'll describe this more later, but I give that for your reflection. Okay.